So each time we got the bottle, there was next table young people, and they said, could we have your wine? So we got them. It was sour.
Well, sour, not sweet wine. But supper wine, you know, that goes with the food.
And then we came.
The last night I got mad and I drank it all.
And he got sick next day. Sir Simrai. Yeah, we came to Canada in style. Yeah. We had even little bit money in the bank.
We landed in Montreal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like any other harbor, you know, you get off the ship and then you were right about pushed into a hole, and they had the immigration people there and they checked your passports.
Well, it's not that. Remember, we came with Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
And he had a little suitcase. And they open up his suitcase, they really ripped apart, and there was nothing in it.
Shoes.
And we had a big suitcase with, they cut the suitcase, so they put something around
steel,
and I thought,
yeah.
Oh God.
They strapped it, you know.
It wasn't a nice beginning, in my opinion.
And then we took the train from Montreal. We already had the pack, everything booked. In England, we came from Montreal right away to Edmonton. We had a sleeper on the plane, on the train.
And there was some from Scotland.
Yeah.
And I looked out and I said, oh my God, where are we going? No houses, just woods. And they said, never mind, wait till you get there. It's even worse than hotel die. And our landlady in England, she was Latvian, she said, if you don't like Canada, let me know and we send you
money to come back.
To come back. They were beautiful people, beautiful people. And, you know, and I thought, oh my God, where are we going? And, you know, it's not a nice feeling. You come to a city and you don't know where to go.
Never mind the city, but the train stops. All of a sudden, the train stops. You know, you look through the window and there's an Indian with a horse standing there.
Yeah, well, that, would you come when we came?
We never saw a real live Indian.
When we came to Edmonton, it was early in the morning.
Yeah.
And you know,
May the 15th.
And you see people going past, and you know, they know what they
Where are they going?
You sit there like a stupid nut. What are we going to do? So we said, well, 10 o'clock. I think we asked, and somebody said the banks are open 10 o'clock. So now you are going to sit till 10 o'clock, till you can go and get some money. So we were sitting there and waiting till the bank opens up so that we could get some money and go and look.
For lodgings.
And my friend came in. So we went to that immigration home for one night. And we got a suite, basement suite, right?
Yeah.
And
That was it.
Yeah.
I was a mechanic. Yeah.
By Latvians.
Yeah, I started the...
It was the minister who came and said he had some jobs and, you know. And then the Latvian minister came and he said, well, he knows a Latvian who could use him, right?
Yeah. And then I worked for Jacobson and... John Jacobson, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Oasis,
yeah. August Oasis, yeah.
Oh.
31 years.
Yeah.
We lived on the south side first, and then we
moved by Randall Heights and just left it there. Mm. Mind you, it's hard for the kids because David was what, junior high. Just before he finished junior high, and you know, it's horrible to move the kids before they're ready. I worked very, very little. I raised a family. Like, if I had my life to live, I would change it. I was home, raised the kids, cut the lawn, do the gardening. I wouldn't do it that anymore. I would go out for work, yeah. Because, like, I think I was in my late 50s. And I looked one day and I thought, what am I doing? You just have your home, your kids, the kids are gone. He comes home, he do the cooking. And I went out and looked for a job, and I never worked in a store, never in my life. And I got the job, loved it. Well, first I worked for Kinsey, it was wool shop and craft. And then I went worked for Hallmark for 10 years altogether in my life I worked. Loved it. Loved every minute of it.
As soon as we were, well, as soon as our time was up, you know, yeah. We thought, you know, if the kids are born, they might as well be, well, of course, they would have been Canadian citizens anyway, but
yeah.
But at least they'd be...
Oh, up to 5 years, I think. Yeah, yeah, you have to be 5 years here. Oh, well,
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, we had to go in front of judge and swear on the Bible that...
No, I think it's a good place to live and raise your kids. I think I've been born a Latvian and I die a Latvian, but that doesn't make me less Canadian, I hope.
I think it enhances. One culture enhances the other. If you look at something, you know, say, oh, this, in our culture, this is like this. We could adapt it here, you know.
But I think it depends on people themselves.
Yeah.
You don't like this or you don't like that. To me, I like everybody, so long as they are nice. I don't care if they are white, black, or purple. Like between the Latvians, there are good ones and bad ones, just like everywhere else.
Same.
With the kids, we talk Latvian. When you go to the store, what they say in England, they say a little bit different here. But like now, no problem. We were really lucky that the minister came and he said, oh, there's this and there's that. So from beginning, we just were close to the Latvians. So it took me quite a while before I wouldn't go back, but it took me, I would say, a good year. Well, I think we went to the Latvian church.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you meet
slowly
people.
You met one couple and another couple and you started talking. And the Tarkšis family, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of, it clicked with him and me, you know. And so we got so friendly, and their son is our godson, and
Greens,
Heinberg,
those are all. We used to go quite a lot. They used, like the Latvians, you have a party, then they have a party, so we always got together quite a lot. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
but
they
are the Tarkšis, Greens, Heinbergs,
Zelinskis,
and then we have few
others, Blumit,
but most of them are gone. Like birthdays, you always went from house to house. Oh God, yeah, that was a must. Rīgo we used to go to
usually.
Outside.
We used to go to Rudovic's farm, you know.
And then most it was by Genford,
Genford,
yeah.
There was Chuck's there.
Yeah, we started with Chuck's family, and then we started to meet quite a lot of other people who...
We had cheap ones. Yeah, we started...
Not quite a thousand dollars car. No. And then you trade it in,
We didn't have the money to come and buy a house.
Oh, it was fun. You buy a big brand car and it goes and it stops.
Yeah, we bought that that Chrysler.
Oh, God.
It was a fancy car, you know.
But when it got hot, it just stopped.
Wow. We had to rest.
And then when we bought the house, we met the neighbors. And we still have neighbors who comes and visits. So you felt better then. But from beginning, you know, you live in a little...
When you come as a stranger, you know, it takes a little while. Loses, we stayed with Loses a lot.
Mrs. Bruises, that's what was there, all the Latvians.
Mr. and Mrs. Bruises, Rudovic's place,
That's where most of the people gathered together down.
Lots of people. There was the church, Sunday church.
Yeah, they used to have a motel there a little bit. And that's where, that's where we mostly went, Dad. All the Latvians went there.
Yeah.
We did
a lot of fishing. Ed Lucis had a cabin at Floating Stone. And then that was another place where we gathered, you know, for a weekend. We pitched tents and, you know, and it was right on the lake. And, and we did some swimming and...
Yeah, but there's...
And mushrooming.
She was the lady who always cooked for the church.
Yeah.
When we had church, there was always some food. She always... There were some ladies helping her. But she was the main lady. Oh, that... Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the choir, what they had.
No, it wasn't a choir, it was a double quartet.
Well, yeah, but it's...
But we used to sing, all Latvian.
We were laughing about that when it looks like
Latvian tailors. That's what it was.
The measuring tapes.
And that, you know, we call it Prievi, you know, the man's tie, sort of.
There's not many life at all.
This is a play I was in.
And you can't remember
and
what
that kind.
No, it was...
Nothing to do with singing. It was just I think that it was Taylor's Days in...
That must be 56 years ago.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, it was like a dance.
Yeah,
The Latvians used to have quite a lot of dances.
Oh, yeah.
So they had the masquerade dances. But we used to have lots of dances.
Yeah, lots of. That's at Blumit's house. That was a Hawaiian party,
I think she said dress like Hawaiian because we are going to have... Trudy was the one who made the suggestion.
Latvians are very sociable people, you know. They like to drink and dance.
See, like the kids used to go dancing there at our farms.
My sister came from Latvia, that's her. She had to leave the boy home. That was the stipulation, so that she's going to come back. That's the Lutheran church. In Edmonton, and I was the president for 10 years. I was voted in for 1 year, and then...
That's lately, yeah.
Yeah, that was lately.
Yeah, when we get moved here, then...
We had the oak tree in front of the front the main window, you know, the...
we have fun. You got a little place to stay, then you found a little better place. So all the Latvians, our friends, not the Latvians, but our friends came to help us move.
Yeah.
You threw something out, somebody said, oh, that still looks good.
I had a pretty good bar too. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were in there for a little while. But,
yeah.
And just another Latvian organization, relief organization, yeah. You know, mostly for charity. Yeah.
Yeah, Zent,
mostly the charity.
Zent worked
Latvia.
Really hard for it.
Yeah.
Really hard. They really worked hard for it. But
they performed at the...
Yeah, when we had Christmas parties
yeah.
for it, the kids used to dance and...
I wrote right after the war, you know, I wrote back home. I think my mom answered that one. We were kind of, you know, it's kind of funny, we were either occupied by the Russians or we were occupied by the Germans.
Yeah.
So, you either had to fight with one or the other.
18.
16?
Oh God. We were talking to Harry. I said, if we would go back home now, you wouldn't even know where you are. Because the changes, I mean, in so many years, the changes are unbelievable.
We used to dance Latvian folk dances, yeah. And we had I had a friend, we didn't have nobody to play any music, you know. But I had a friend, a Hungarian gypsy, and he played it on a fiddle.
The Latvians, when they had outside at the lake,
yeah.
He used to play the guitar, and
Paul
used to play the accordion.
Heinberg. Remember when we had the John's Day at the lake? Not at the lake, but at the... They had these acreages, you know.
Well, that's from beginning.
Yeah, from beginning, and they were fooling around there. We had, everywhere else, you know, like a group of...
But you know all the Latvians who were here in Edmonton, Dad.
In Jones, that's a big, big family. I broke my arm at work, and I went and... I was close to Royal Alec, and I went to Royal Alec to have it looked at, you know. And I come, there is this woman comes at me, and she starts talking Latvian, and so fast, you know. And you expect anything but something like that, you know. And I had just been, and they put a cast on my hand, and of course the guy that was doing the hand, you know, he asked where I come from and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I told him I was a Latvian. So it already went to Mrs. Lubans. And she came at me and, in Latvian. And that's the first time I saw her. First time, yeah.
Oh, that only. And some Chinese, because I started to like Chinese.
I like Chinese.
Oh, but most everybody cooked Latvian. Everything but you put on the table.
That's as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah, but when we had parties, you had your meat and your potato salad and the Latvian style salad. It's the beet. Red beets in it, not much, but just to make it a little bit, because I know we had some Canadians in and they said it's a pink. I never seen a pink one, but you know, a little bit of beets and you make it up and it turns pink.
Yeah, story about this, you know, we were at a party in back home, you know, in Latvia yet, and they had one of the guys and me, we were walking around, you know, and he had this dish with these Latvian rassels. You know this?
Yeah, it's called rassels.
Rassels. And it was pink, you know. And we were occupied by the Germans then, you know. And these two German soldiers, you know, they came and we said, that's good, you know. That's food, good food. And the one looked and he walked away.
The other one tasted.
Oh, he said, Franz, come back. This is not good.
It's not really pink.
It's just slightly pink
because you may have one beet. Mm-hmm. But it's that. Potato salad back home without the beet, I never seen.
Never been.
I wouldn't go back because you cannot live as good as you live here in Canada.
No kidding. If you want to work,
you get the house. You can buy a house. You can have lots of things. But other ones, like, it's nothing to do with luck. You work, you could save up your money, you get the house, you get the car. We have lots of fun with our cars.
Old clinkers. Till you could buy a new one, you know.
See, because how many countries can you really go and say, I have a house? I don't think we being in so many countries, this is the best place.
Canadian Latvians.
Latvian born.
When did we get ours?
Well, now, as I said, we can't go
because of my legs,
I can't go out much at all. I was a gal guide leader for 10 years, loved it. I was the captain. I sent all my hats and everything down to my daughter because her daughter is now in the guides. My daughter was in the guides, and she came home, and she said, you know, Mom, they're going to close down. They need help. So I thought, well, okay, I'll go and help out. So in 2 weeks, I was the captain.
And he has all these things.
Sandra has the what is it now?
Not badges, but the...
So David, he loved it.
Minister of something.
Just loved the scouts, and he was a scout leader for a while. We never belonged to it.
I did.
You did?
Yeah,
I did.
I did for a It's like any other organization. There is some good and some little bit... use a little bit of improvement and,
we helped them out when Mar was there. Mar was there, looked after Iman for many, many, many years. Husband and her, they worked and lived for Iman.
We went to all the Latvian events, you know, regardless who.
Yeah, because it wasn't like, we went to everything.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And like now that's what we miss, you know, but you can...
I would say the Latvian flag, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Red.
It's that Mother Latvia.
The Germans used to call it the cognac dame, the lady, the cognac, you know, because it stands there and
with
holds
the three stars. Yeah.
That's now, the three states in the Baltic.
When I think about it, that's the first thing that I see in my mind. Because wide streets and she's standing there. It was just outstanding, at least for me.
It was even in those days, it was very impressive. You know, the monument in Riga, and there was always two soldiers standing. Even if the fly was on his nose, he wouldn't breathe.
Very impressive. At least when I close my eyes and think about back home.
And the changing of the guard, you know, was a
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.